From WCBU Peoria Public Radio, this is Out and About. I'm Jen Gordon with Arts Partners of Central Illinois. Today you'll hear from David Commande, Artistic Director of the Heartland Festival Orchestra. David joins us to talk about concerts featuring a vast array of genres and musical styles, which will be presented by the orchestra this spring and summer. David, welcome back to Out and About.
Great to be with you.
So we should start off by saying that while you had to make some adjustments to your original timeline, the orchestra is moving forward. You're not canceling these concerts. They are in our near future, so to say.
Yes, we are in operation. This season, we have two concerts performed so far out of the six. And we normally have a pause in the midwinter months. However, we would ordinarily be performing tomorrow, January 23rd. That was our scheduled Baroque at its Best concert. So we decided to move this concert back to March 20th, which is the next slot in our scheduled season. That March 20th date will now have Baroque at its Best. And the concert that originally was planned for March 20th, our concert with the Beatles that we're calling Here Comes the Sun, that has been scheduled now for July 24th. So the lineup is now March 20th, that's Baroque at its Best. April 17th, I think it is, you know, April 15th, April 17th, if I got the number right, yes. That's the Emperor and the Italian with Beethoven's marvelous, amazing Emperor Piano Concerto number 5. It's one of the greatest works he wrote, which is saying something. It is of unbelievable majesty. So then that's followed by our March concert, which is entitled Sky, with an amazing bluegrass-inspired violin concerto, and Tessa Lark is our soloist for that program. However, tomorrow night our subscribers will be joining us in a special invitational Zoom meeting free of charge for a resharing of our wonderful Ella concert from 2 years ago.
So you've developed a two-prong system to helping people enjoy the performances. You have the live performance option, you know, with limited seating, which of course you're adjusting as the tiers roll out and we recover. And then you also are continuing to offer the live stream ticket purchase option. Can you just kind of walk us through those two packages?
Well, the in-person subscription involves somebody calling into our office number, but people who want to subscribe for our live stream series can actually go to our website and follow the links there to subscribe live streaming. And even if they want to get in on tomorrow night's Zoom resharing, that could happen between today and tomorrow. Now, so there are live stream subscription passes and also live stream passes for individual ticket purchases. So each of the concerts going forward in our season, people can say, well, this week I really want to stream. I want to watch this concert on streaming.
Have you been in touch with any of the musicians during this long pause that the orchestra has experienced? And if so, how eager are they to reassemble and get back to playing music together?
Well, everyone can't wait, of course. And even in September and in October, we had many of the musicians who joined us just sort of said, thank you for doing this. You know, it's been so long since I had a concert, some of them would say. There is nothing like live music. It is best. It's best for the audience and it's best for the musicians. We musicians really need to and love to perform for people. That's the whole point. We're sharing music with fellow souls. So even when we have 100 people in the hall, it's way better than empty.
Tessa Lark is going to be performing Sky for solo violin and orchestra by Michael Tork. And this is a relatively a new piece that has come out on the scene, the musical scene over the last couple of years. How are you able to get Tessa to come and perform it? And how excited are you about having this regional premiere?
Well, I am thrilled, and not only is it a local premiere, but Tessa Lark is the artist for whom the piece was was composed, who made the original recording, which is Grammy nominated by Michael Torrey. So it's a whatever you say, a programming coup. Tessa is that rare combination of a virtuoso in the classical sense and a hotshot fiddler. And she has all the creds in both those realms. So she is uniquely gifted to bring this. And on that program, I've also included a truly amazing classical work called The Lark Ascending by Vaughan Williams for solo violin and orchestra. And obviously the association with Tessa's name was a natural, but the image of the soaring bird and the cross connotation to the title of the Bluegrass Concerto, Sky, it all came together for me. So I'm really looking forward especially to that program.
Before we leave today, David, tell us about the community partner that you're going to be working with for the upcoming concert, as well as the wonderful Youth Music Illinois organization and how they're moving forward.
Well, as everyone knows, we partner with a local charity for every HFO concert. And for tomorrow's planned concert, our community partner is the Midwest Food Bank. And of course, at this time, there have been real food shortages and real needs within our community. And so, in fact, even tomorrow, we are sharing proceeds with Midwest Food Bank tomorrow. And we are also partnering with them on March 20th, when the actual concert will happen. And they do great work. So Midwest Food Bank, everybody, please support them if and how as you can. And meanwhile, Youth Music Illinois, I'm thrilled because we are about to launch our spring semester. In the period between semesters, there was so much doubt about how many musicians we could have together in person to rehearse. And now that we've gone to tier two and tier one, we're going to be back together rehearsing and then performing this spring. So it's a great turnaround. I'm thrilled.
That was David Commande of the Heartland Festival Orchestra giving us an overview of their upcoming spring and summer concerts. The Heartland Festival Orchestra performs at Five Points in Washington. For more information on specific performance dates or to purchase tickets, you can visit heartlandfestivalorchestra.org. David, thank you so much for your time today.
Thanks so much, Jen.
You've been listening to Out and About, a production of WCBU and Arts Partners of Central Illinois. Each week, we connect you to the arts community by talking with local arts leaders, artists, and performers. Our producer is Daniel Musisi. If you missed a portion of this conversation, you can listen to the full interview at wcbu.org. I'm Jen Gordon, and this is Out and About.